stretch, there's not a lot of houses in there either, so. You get down by where you live, it gets a little more clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much denser.
Yes.
There's only one way in and out of there.
Yeah, it's tight.
It really is.
I think Tyler can, give us, I think yours, sort of start the, figure stuff out before that, the contract's due in 27 or December 27?
December 27.
December 27, so, 27, start. Make sure we know if you're still interested in that, and I think we probably work on that. I don't see that being an issue, depending on the other half of that section.
Do we wanna put this to vote? Does it need to go to vote?
I would prefer it.
I motion that we, at this time, decline taking on the additional section and a half for Luray Township.
Second. Four new charges in addition.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Passes 3-1.
Do the township, fire board members have a vote here?
I would say.
I would say yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, now how would that work then?
Well, typically what happens, if motion is made second, and then the vote takes place, so I would maybe ask those present what their votes are. Because the motion was made and seconded, so it's already ready to go for that.
Okay.
But then it has to come back to the city council again, correct?
Well, normally when we have our joint meetings, those in the crowd will also vote, you know, like to approve the minutes and things like that. So yeah, you could ask them for the vote tonight.
You can ask them to vote tonight.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Luray Township.
Nay.
Nay?
The motion was to deny.
Yep.
So a vote in favor would be to deny the coverage, so we're voting nay, we're opposing the motion.
Okay. Janesville Township?
Yes.
Okay. And we have Alton?
My only question is what section is the one that's being double covered?
14.
14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they're wanting to have that, or if they only have part 12 of 11.
I guess I'd be for it, so if it's named and it's turning down, I would be for the changeable part of carbon coverage, so.
Okay. That puts us at 4-3 in favor of us not taking the additional township. Is there anything else? Any other discussion on that? I think we covered all the townships, Clinton?
I believe so.
So 4-3 vote, we do not cover. Thank you.
And just so everyone knows, we are having our regular summer meeting July 13th, the joint fire board.
Is that going to be at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll do that at 7, yeah.
All right, thank you so much for your time and consideration. Much appreciated. Take a motion adjourned.
Yeah, we'll, motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess we'll call that. 7, oh.
7 o'clock?
7:04. We can now jump back into our city council meeting.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Dan. All right, so, approval of the agenda?
Motion to approve agenda?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4, 0. Consent agenda.
Attached are the minutes from May 11th, not March 9th. That was a typo there. So the May 11th minutes, and then we have three sets of payables, and you also have the receivables. Nothing really stuck out too much, except one item that I'm going to talk about here in a couple minutes. Do you have anything, Sarah Jo?
No.
Motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4, 0. Public forum. Do we have anybody here to speak through public forum? Go ahead. Will you come up to the podium there, please? State your name.
Virginia McCarthy. I live on West North Street, and I'm here to talk about the house at 500 West North Street, which has been abandoned for over 10 years. There's been enough mold in the house that the ceilings have collapsed. The doors have all been unlocked. There's grass and trees growing. The city has come and cut those down once, and it needs it again. The shed also is open. There's brush in the yard along with the grass and weeds. And until this year, the Gaylers have been mowing the lawn, so it would be a lot longer if they had not been doing it. The windows are open. They've been open for over 2 years. The utilities have been off for years. And there was, the previous owners said that every time it rained, there was water in the basement, and they had to bail it. With the utilities being off, there's, I've been told, standing water in the basement, which has made the mold. I do have a letter from another area person on our street that could not be here. I'd like permission to read that.
Go ahead.
To the mayor and Janesville City Council, since November of 2016, I've been having conversations with city personnel about the abandoned property at 500 West North Street, owned by Lee M. Erickson. I have also had many phone conversations with Mr. Erickson in 2016, 2017, and most recently in October of 2025. My concerns from the beginning have been more about health and safety of people, especially children in the neighborhood. This home has been open, both doors to the home, garage, and shed, with the potential for many dangerous things to happen. The spaces are full of household items, black mold, snowmobiles, snow blowers. The back porch is rotting. The gutters have fallen off the house. an abandoned boat and trailer sit in the driveway full of water and weeds breeding mosquitoes. Mr. Erickson alleges he is in the midst of lawsuits, makes many promises to clean the property, and even alleges that he is planning to return to the home to retire there. It is also my understanding that Mr. Erickson is current with his taxes and mortgage payments, so perhaps the only thing that I can ask for the city to do for my neighborhood is to secure the buildings and put up signage warning that it is a hazardous site and people should stay away. Most people don't even know the house is vacant because a neighbor has been mowing the property and parking vehicles in the driveway. The city workers have also cleaned the lot and mowed a few times over the years. 10 years is a long time to watch a family home situated directly across from a park fall into ruins. This does not appear to be a problem that will go away by itself. This is not the only home in the city falling apart to the point of total disrepair. What can and what will our city government do about this blight in our community? Thank you, Terry Gardner. And so I've been living next to this for over 10 years now. He has come, apologized, promised to take care of it. What can be done? If he's paying his taxes, do we have no recourse?
We can maybe call the county health.
Okay. Sounds like an option to
start with there. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
And we as a city condemn it?
Well, that's a question I have to ask the county.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's step one.
So you maybe need to talk to our attorney too.
Sure.
And we at one point did have a petition from neighbors on the street to do something about it, but nothing ever happened. Thank you.
Can I have Terry's letter, or does she want it back?
Pardon me?
Can I have Terry's letter?
Yes.
Or even if you want to just copy it or something.
I need a copy of it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Well, we'll put it in the record.
Does anybody else have anything through public forum? Public forum. Moving on. Notices and communications.
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council reports.
The EDA is working on several things. I'd like to report first that Caitlin has received her first grant, and while it's not large, it's the first one. So it's important that it's noted to the community. And that money that she's earned will be used for signs and banners for Songs in the Park, along with some handout items, a bag for the farmer's market, and some other knick-knack brochures and that kind of thing. We also worked or discussed the Beautify Your Storefront project. And we did part of reviewing the grant for new businesses. We have one applicant left to interview for that. I would like to say that it's nice to sit on the EDA board right now. Sarah is a new member since Andy is no longer there. And there are three other new members sitting on the board with her, so it kind of changed the focus of the group when we have four new members sitting there at once. So I shut up and let them all talk.
He does not.
If we move to Park Road, Park Road's got new carpets in the hallways. We're working at buying a floor vacuum cleaning system to take care of the new carpets. The other thing, one of the other things we're working on is our staff is using their personal phones for Park Road, and we're encouraging them to get phones specifically for Park Road business. Should something happen, their personal phone could be confiscated down the road. I mean, if there was a review or something on the way business is being done, could be confiscated, so they should be separate. And the other thing we did is we signed a check to Schmidt Siding and Windows for about $350,000 for the first half of the new windows that will be coming in October. And they will be installing them for us with their own crews. They figure construction time should take 2 weeks in October. They'll be bringing in 7 crews. They're a pretty reputable company out of Mankato, and we're happy to have them on board.
Sounds good.
Kyle?
The park board will be meeting the speaker next week. Been a whole lot of pushing back on dates and whatnot. Planning commission met on the 3rd. we had the public hearing for a variance request that we're going to deal with here for 204 West 1st Street. We'll deal with that later. Planning commission does wish to go, wish council to go forward with that. Caitlin went over a program that she wants to instigate, so we're trying to implement on our website for location 1. It pretty much will just be like an interactive map that they can go on the website, and it will show any business that's for sale, any commercial business or property that's up for sale. And they can go through there and get information on it. We encourage her to go forth and send out those letters to anybody that she felt was necessary. Other than that, it was a lot of talking about how can we improve, how do we get money. Bob Burns is going to try and set a phone call with, I forgot to write down his name, a gentleman that used to be in politics, and this is what he does as a hobby now. Goes around, helps towns, finds grants, helps navigate the red tape. So I think we're going to try and take a phone call here in a couple weeks with him, see what maybe he can do for us.
I think he'll be at the next EDA meeting. Planning Commission meeting.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure if he was going to take a Zoom call or be here, but one or the other.
Yep.
We'll be in contact with him here, and he can tell us what he can do, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Sarah?
Nursing home is doing good. Hades is coming up. They're going to have their famous turtle races, so look at your turtles. And, yeah, they're going to have all their little kitty things that they do down there all the time, so.
Well, I met with the utility board tonight for my second meeting with them. Andrea will go over a few of them things, pretty routine in nature. Talked about the substation project. Golf board. Everything's cruising along. I know they had an issue with the pump out there, but Jacob's got that resolved, so everything seems to be moving along. That's about it. Administrator reports.
All right. In tonight's agenda packet, you have the May reconciliation from the bank. You have the cash balance report.
Are you going to do public works and utilities first?
Oh, sure. We can.
Or is that how?
That's supposed to be down next to this. It's now.
Oh.
You just have it next to
Don't give me a dirty look.
I don't. hanging on for dear life here, man.
It's just right now, so it doesn't happen again, so it's fixed now.
Sarah fixed it. In your packet, there is an email from the county. They're doing a bike MS ride next, on Saturday, actually. It's going to come through town, so I provide that map for you. We have a budget schedule that I put together here so we can look at the different budgets during our city council meetings. And I do want to point out, if you remember when George was talking to us the night we had tornado sirens going on in the background, remember that? He had mentioned that when we were doing our bond rating call, that those were a little concerned about the cash reserve, cash balance. So when we're doing our budgets here this year, we're going to kind of talk about that for when we're doing our different departments, if that makes sense. It's just good to have a little more cash on hand for projects and emergencies and things like that. What else do I have here for you? We took out a six-month CD 6 months ago, for some for the street reserve and other for the storm sewer funds. They mature on June 22nd, so we're gonna mature them. I just want to let you know that we got about $9,300 in interest in those 6 months, so that $9,300 will go to the street and storm funds respectively. Last but not least, see you in 10 days.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or not?
I just showed up.
That's all I have.
And reminder, we have two meetings starting next month.
Yeah.
Motion to accept administrator report.
Second.
All in favor?
All right. All righty.
Department heads.
I had Joe and Andrea are here tonight. If you have any questions for them, or if they have anything they'd like to report.
Most of the items I had for you guys tonight are coming up on the agenda, but I just wanted to give you a quick update on some park projects that have been taking place. The warming house, the joint warming house we have agreed with the school to build down by the ice rink, is nearing completion. A couple of high school students kind of turned that into their own project, and they're going to have half of the shed, and we're going to have half the shed for the warming house, and it's coming along nicely. And we had recently also sold, we purchased a new mower this year, so we sold one of our oldest mower on Minbid recently, and quite pleased with the results. It sold for $18,900. Now, mind you, that check gets sent to Minbid. They take their cut out of it, and they send it back, so I don't think we've gotten that back yet. But quite pleased with the results of that sale. So that's really all I had for the park update, and then the rest we'll kind of talk about in a little bit. Any questions?
I keep getting the question on Second Street. Is that to be done this year or next year? West Second Street.
So we have, initially, according to our plan, it was supposed to get done next year, 2027. That being said, we are proposing to amend that plan given the water main condition on West North Street. And so in the coming, I think maybe even at the next meeting, we'll be presenting a plan to reconstruct West North Street next year along with a block of South Skookum.
So Second Street is on a back burner.
Will be
indefinitely.
2029 is the proposed date for West Second Street. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody have anything else for Joe? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Just a kind of quick update here on the water side of things. Still working with the state on the lead sewer line replacement project. They are completing two agreements at their level, so once those signatures are all complete, then we can give the contractor to go ahead and start on that project. As of this afternoon, we received one of those agreements, and so myself and Clinton and Andy will sign that, and then waiting on one more on the finance piece, and so once that gets going, we can finally get the contractor out on site to replace those lines for the properties. East Front Street, we're going to be talking about later on the agenda. Tonight at the Utility Commission, we did go through our first round draft of the water budget, so they did review that, and then we adopt our agenda like you guys do in December of every year, so we'll be reviewing that from now until then. We did do, every couple years, I do a rate study for the surrounding communities, so I did do that again this year. You guys will get to see that again as I'm working with the sewer budgets with Joe. So once we get to that later this year, you guys will see that information too. But those are, we're sitting good. We're still one of the lowest in the surrounding communities. So when it comes to rate-wise, we're sitting good. Last item on the water, we do have a project coming up in the fall. We're going to be updating our well control alarms and our, so for our well house to communicate with our water tower. Our system is currently 20 plus years old and on its last leg, so it's a key component for our water utility and making sure that we provide water to our residents, so that is something that is going to get completed this fall. That's kind of all I had on the water side. Moving on to the electric, I guess you guys are all aware, you can see all the flags throughout town. We've been pretty busy with locates all throughout town. There's four different telecommunications. You have Midco, Fidium, Frontier, and Mediacom that we've been dealing with day-to-day, both public works side and the electric utility side, and then also with just individual properties that are doing what they want to do with their property, they're still calling into. So we've been busy with those. And then probably the biggest item, as you guys can tell, we started the grading project for our southeast substation. As you could tell, we completed the grading work literally the Friday before the big rainfall in the middle of May. And we've been dealing with the contractor of getting them out there to install the drain tile system. Constant communication with the engineers and the contractor, trying to push them to get them out there to do it, because they had a separate crew doing that from the dirt work. The county as well has been in contact with our engineer as we're pushing to get that completed. Per the contract, this is the remaining week that they have to get the whole project complete. So pending if none of that, I'm hoping that that gets completed this week, pending weather. Otherwise, we'll, myself and the engineers will be working with the contractor with ramifications to make sure the project gets complete, as well as maintaining our stormwater management plan with the MPCA. So it's kind of where we sit. Any questions?
Does the project offer rain delays?
No. They have a time window to get the project done. So upon the June 15th was their deadline. Upon that, we have the authority to invoice them daily if the project's not complete.
Anything else for Andrea?
No.
No? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
Staff report.
Okay, in admin, thanks to Joel, thanks to Sarah Britton. They've done a lot of hard work here on organizing some improvements at our cemetery. Bolton Mank has, in front of you here, they have like a list of four tasks that they are doing, are going to propose to do for the mapping, the GIS system, things like that. So all cemetery lots would have information on our GIS, which is quite handy. Joe, do you have anything to add? I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, the memo.
Yeah, I mean, I can sum it up pretty good. Long story short is our cemetery records are kind of lacking. This will improve that tremendously. I know Andrea and Sarah, they've kind of always been battling with records and figuring out what's what and who's where. And luckily, they have everything kind of in an Excel spreadsheet format. So that information will be able to get transferred into the Bolton and Mink software quite easily. And one of the things on the bid proposed tonight is the field verification, which I think they'll actually have someone out there taking pictures of each headstone, GIS, GPS located. And then ultimately, that all gets integrated into our GIS system. And then task four is another thing I think would be important to consider, which is another option, the $2,600 option, which would be a public-facing cemetery map viewer. I've had some people contact me about an electronic format to look up grave sites, names, and such, and that I think would be very beneficial to any family member looking for a particular plot. So yeah, basically just significant upgrade to how we currently will do it. And then you can look on the map, you can label it sold, available, if the veteran stat, it's very neat, all the information that you can plug in to each particular plot. So
Joe, this comes out of the cemetery fund. What did that first cost us that you bought last, or that we bought last month?
Well, I think that was, if I remember right, $28,000 for the columbarium you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yep. So and in the cemetery fund, currently it sits at like $51,000.
That wasn't the complete cost of it, because there's still the concrete being threaded on.
Foundation was included. In that 20, yes, yes,
right.
Yes. Foundation work was included. Yeah. That was complete project. Mind you, no landscaping around it, which we will probably do at some point, you know, afterwards, but, yep.
Okay.
I was just trying to find the cost of it.
What's that?
I was trying to see if it's in tonight's payable. Might not be.
No, that was a couple of
Okay.
Do we need action on that?
Please. I suggest that, yeah.
I motion we. So we're looking for all four?
Yeah. Yep.
We go with all four tasks through Bolton Mink.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's 4-0. All
right.
Next up.
Yeah, the letter B here, we received quite a few contributions and donations the last few months, so we have those listed. And then the attached resolution will accept all those. I do want to point out that JAGA, the Golf Association, did donate a little more than $3,500. Staff out there put a new rain shelter up. So JAGA paid for that. Any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 2026-14.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. World. Variance request.
Yes, the Planning Commission met last week, had a public hearing to review a variance request for 204 West First Street. It's just across the road here from the park. Dan Marks is a resident there, he and his wife, and they are proposing to put a smaller shed in the back corner of their house. But they need to encroach into the side yard and rear yard setbacks so that shed can't can appropriately fit by his cement pad. And the main reason for this too is the shed is going to be located where it's at, so it can be ADA compliant for the resident. There was no public comments at the public hearing. We did not get any phone calls or questions as to, you know, people coming in here asking. So there was no public comments. So the Planning Commission recommends approval of the variance. Anything else, Kyle?
No, just kind of an FYI. Dan had come in last year and talked to Clinton about repurchase some of the property to the west to expand his driveway already, which is why we felt this was all right, because he's just going to move his driveway over to the left to get that 4 feet to make it ADA compliant. The shed's just going to be sitting right there, so.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin did a great job putting this together. I congratulated her. It's her first variance.
She spoke very eloquently on it.
I'll motion to approve resolution 2026-15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-0. Liquor license renewals.
That time of year, liquor license run July 1 to June 30th of each year. So we do have all the information from the bar owners. We have everything is paid up. If I could have a motion for the council to accept all those liquor licenses, and then they will officially get approved after the state reviews all of the material. I also want to point out that the Heydays committee, they are applying for a temporary liquor license for the 10th over Heydays weekend, so that's in here as well.
Motion to approve license contingents.
Second.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who's second?
I'll take it. Public safety.
Okay, as we have mentioned in our last council meeting, we did receive three applications for the police chief position. Personnel committee met a couple weeks ago. Personnel committee would like the city council to discuss if you would like to have an outside firm do like a search, or if you want to, you know, if we don't do this, we would have the three other applicants that are still with us, you know. David Drown is the first outfit here. I don't think we would have to do all of the work that they have listed because we've already done quite a bit of it. And then the other one is South Central Service Co-op. They're out of North Mankato, and they would be proposing to do this as well. South Central is less money than David Drown. So, you know, talk it over. Do you want us to do this? It's going to take longer to get the search done.
Personally, I don't see the need for the city to spend the extra money. If we have people here that are willing to do it or applied, let's have them come in, interview them, and call it good.
I think if we want to spend some money, we should maybe look at our salary. If you want somebody who's got more than 10 years experience, this pay is not going to draw that person in. I've heard from quite a few law enforcement people. My husband has heard from quite a few law enforcement people, and this pay is one of the big reasons why those people did not apply. Is starting pay at 93 or 97,000, 108,000. Steve was a 25-year veteran here, and he was at 108,000. So unless you're going to bring somebody over laterally, nobody's going to come here. Anybody with a 10-year experience is already making over 108,000. So if we have monies that we can set aside, or if we can budget into next year, or we can budget somewhere, I believe we should look into making this a higher pay if that's what the committee wants to do. If they want a higher netage of more people to interview. That might be a way to do it. I don't think hiring a firm is the way to do it. If people want a job in law enforcement, they're going to look to the post board. It's already posted at the post board, and they're going to look to the League of Minnesota Cities, and it's already posted there. You can't make this any different than what it is. It's the police, the chief of police. You can't really make it any more shinier than it already is. It's a description of what the job is. I think the biggest hurdle here is that pay. And I think the people that have applied is the people that are going to apply. I don't think there's any more people that are going to apply for this position.
I will give you my reason for wanting to hire this out. We've been running pretty much for 20 years. Well, first we had Dave, and then we had OJ, who was trained under Dave. And I'd like to see someone new from outside the community come in, and we could possibly see some different things under new leadership. I'm not saying anything was done wrong, but a different set of eyes on our safety department could be good at this time.
But you're not going to draw in at $108,000. You're not going to draw in a 10-year experience at $108,000 to a small town. That's just what I've heard from law enforcement. Heard from a lot.
What is the number that they think they need?
10-year experience?
Not my area of expertise. What's a 10-year veteran worth?
130, at least.
So
we don't have 130, but something a little higher than that might draw somebody in.
And when we advertised, we went to like step 3, 4, and 5, I think, in our pay scale. You know, if we did this again, we could maybe start at like step 8 or 9, which would be 8 or 9 years of experience. Or just put the whole range in there.
True.
I mean, yeah.
I'm definitely feeling both sides of this, because like we, you know, when we had our meeting, you know, if we reopened it at a higher rate, I mean, maybe we would get some more interest without having to hire it, but I don't know. I'd just like to see more interest, I guess.
I just think putting it to a firm is just irresponsible with our money. I think that would be just, why would you do this when you could take it and put it here instead, into a salary instead? It's going to go to the, you're going to just put it all in the same place as it's already been.
Advertisement.
You can't, if somebody from out of state isn't going to come here to work in a small town as a chief. So you have to jump through so many hoops to get re-certified, re-qualified to have a Minnesota license and learn all the new Minnesota statutes.
Well, do we want to meet again?
I guess at this point, that's our choice, really, is to meet again and discuss it some more.
I would have to agree. I would like to do that soon. How soon could we meet?
In 11 days.
Ah, that's right.
Meet tomorrow.
You can meet tonight.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Tonight?
Oh. Well, we have to announce the meeting. We can't just,
okay.
You know.
That's a good try.
There's some nice cars out back of the loudspeakers. Drive around town real quick.
So 11 days.
Unless you two want to meet. I mean, you're two-thirds of the personnel committee.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know, Sarah, Joe, do you want to maybe, if they find a date and time, could you help them with the, getting the ad to the donuts to the paper and stuff?
This is a personnel committee, it's not open to the general public.
It's a regular committee meeting, so they are open to the public, yep.
Do I zoom in for the meeting?
Yeah, we could do that too.
What was that?
I could always zoom in.
You're the mayor, make the decision.
Well, I would like to get going on it. If you could zoom, would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I just have to find the right time.
Okay.
Because I'm an hour ahead of you.
Well, what would work for you?
I honestly don't know until I get there. I'm sure I have a long list of things that I have to do.
I get it. Well, we can talk to Sarah Joe and talk to you and see when we can make that.
Possibly the week of the 15th might be easier to swallow because wedding's on Sunday, so I'm sure I'll be busy all of this week.
Mm-hmm. So the 15th through the 18th?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's tentatively plan for that then. And we'll get the notice put out when we iron out a date.
I can show you the notice tomorrow, Sarah Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Public Works. We've got some CIP items to discuss here. We are looking at a couple quotes tonight for our seal coating and crack filling. Turn to the right page here.
Is the TV not up tonight?
No, I accidentally...
It's a sore subject.
Sorry I brought it up. Forget I said anything. I think the first item we have for you is our chip seal map, I think. Is
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, so as usual, every year we try to hit a little overlays and a little chip seal. This year we're going to focus our efforts on the chip seal or seal coat, whatever you want to call it, particularly West Allen Street, Northeast Street, a little block of East Grove Street, Prairie Lane and Prairie Court, as well as Lakeview Park. All the roads out there I have never been touched since they've been put in, so it'd be nice to get a little sunscreen on them and try to preserve them as long as we can. Bids came in at WW Blacktop $53,781 and Pearson Brothers came in at $55,838.88. So WW is the low bid. Is there any questions on the chip seal portion of the CIP work this year?
So do you guys come in and do the patching before they...
Typically that's what we do, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I know Elk Lake.
Yep.
There's a couple
doozies right down there at the end as you go in, and then further towards the landing there's another hole. Yeah, typically we go and patch before they show up.
Sure.
Yep.
Good. I motion we accept WW's bid for the seal coating portion of the CIP.
I will second that.
In favor?
Aye.
Next up, our overlay schedule, our edge milling overlay schedule, just a brief explanation. It's not like tearing up the whole road, but we bring the mill in and we edge down 2 inches right along the gutter. And then it's 2-inch overlay over the whole surface. This year we are looking at Savannah Lane, Warren Street, Nelson Court, Business Alley, I call it the East Business Alley, on the other side of the, backside of the businesses, as well as a portion of West Street, kind of that goes underneath the trestle. That is a city road as well, and it's kind of deteriorating, so we're looking to get that built back up, prolong its life a little bit. Overall, the bids, WW once again is at 134,080, and then Nielsen Blacktop came in at 139,907.50. Any questions on the overlay schedule? The one tricky thing with this, I want to state, is the Business Alley. We are proposing as well tonight, in a little bit here, to do East Front Street, kind of a semi-total reconstruct. So we might hit the pause on the alley, just depends on timing. I don't want to shut down the alley as well as have Front Street shut down. That would be just too much of a hindrance to businesses and residents. But I would like to propose to move forward as planned, knowing that possibly might happen.
Some of our contractors are still digging in that East Alley also.
That's the other thing. The cable companies are still in there, and I want to wait for them to be sure that they're done. They'll never be done, but at least this year. Correct.
Will the generator is going to be hooked up to the new transformer outside of town, correct?
Eventually there'll be gensets out there, yes. That would be more of a utility.
Overhead or underground?
Utility question. Underground, I would assume.
Okay.
I motion that we go with WW again for the overlay portion of the CIP. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One more to go.
Yes, last year, you recall, the county gave East Front Street to the city to make it a city street instead of a county road. The county gave us $150,000 for that, so we could use that money to help make road improvements. So we have a couple bids here tonight. I'm going to ask for a couple different motions. The first motion, I would ask that you pay for the road improvements with that county money, as well as reserves if we need it. And then the second motion will be to have the utility funds pay for the utility work that will be done along that road. Does that make sense?
Okay, so we're going to use 150 that was earmarked for repairs.
Yep.
Okay. And then
CWW said 108.
I would recommend that we, whatever overage, it's 108, we got 150, keep a little on retainage kind of as a contingency just in case,
yep.
A year, keep an eye on it for a year, and if something changes, something happens, we can kind of use that, those funds for that. And then if that does not happen, then I think that the remainder can come split it between water and the storm. But yeah, just kind of brief overview of the project. As Clinton said, the county gave us that street back. Virtually no storm sewer in place. There's a very small one, not able to handle the volume of water that comes from basically the chiropractor down and around. So we'll be adding a 12-inch storm line basically from Teal Street all the way up to the west side of the alley to try and catch that water, get it subsurface and get it out of there. As well as dropping in a couple catch basins along the way for the storm. There are a couple properties interested in having a sanitary sewer stubbed into their property as well. of course, that will be their burden to pay, as well as the water service line aspect of it. Did you want to come talk about that?
So, part of the project, there are existing currently five water stubs along there. There's four straight across from the water tower location there where the residence homes, and then there's one business. Like Joe said, there's a couple interested in adding water and sewer. That would be at their own cost. But with the water main existing that they are connected to is a 4-inch main on the north side of the road. So we are looking to abandon that 4-inch main, and they will be connected to the 12-inch main, which is currently already installed on the south side of the property. The service line is private, that is the homeowner's expense. In a part of the WW1 there, each property is roughly $2,700 for that extension of that service line to the 12-inch. So upon approval, if this gets moved forward, then we'll be in contact with each property owner to discuss those costs if they can afford to pay that upfront. Otherwise, we will do consent agreements with them. So depending on what the term that we agree on, between 3 to 5 years payback, it would go on their tax state, on their tax roll.
One other thing I wanted to touch base on the street side of it. We're adding, you probably read it, but we're going to be adding quite a bit of curb and gutter along there, replacing some drive over curb and gutter. And we'll be reclaiming. We won't be tearing up the whole road. We will be a little bit to put in new storm sewer and do the water work, but we'll be a full reclaim. We'll basically come in, grind up the top, mix it in with some of the base, grade it, and then pave it. Two lifts over that, so that will be the work scope for the surface. So. Any other questions?
I motion we again go with WW for the East Front Street repairs.
And the road improvements will come from?
And the road improvements will come from the 150 from the county and the utilities. The water portion will be paid for by a GPU.
Andrew's paying for it.
Andrew's paying for it, correct.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oral.
When was it supposed to be started? Or?
To be determined. Once we award it tonight, then I'll be in contact with the contractors, and then hopefully soon.
Okay.
I always kind of like to wait till hay days, you know, and then get that done out of the way before we have everything tore up. So, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Guy and gal, maybe I should say.
Anything else? A motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion adjourned at 7:56.
My phone went off at 6:30. I knew I fucked up.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Clint said that too. He's like, he hung up on me. So we don't meet until the 13th, right? Because we're not doing two this month. Are we doing two this month? I just want to make sure. Clint, are we doing?